This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The internet is global, yes, sure, but the internet is not the same globally. In Europe, they've got robust privacy protections, just for instance, not the same as here. You can use apps here, Uber and WhatsApp, to name just two, that you can't use in China. They do over there, though, have an internet economy with apps like WeChat and Alipay and Didi. But for foreigners in China, trying to even get those apps working is no easy thing, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports.
At the Shanghai Global Food Trade Show, some first-time visitors to China are having lunch at McDonald's. Aditya Ugave and Giant Punikar work for an Indian spice company called Suwana, and they're having trouble getting their phones working.
Actually, most of the time the Wi-Fi isn't connected. I don't know what the problem is. And even when it connects, there are errors happening.
At least they were able to pay in cash. People in China usually pay through apps like WeChat Pay and Alipay. Recently, users have been allowed to link foreign credit cards to their accounts. That doesn't work for American business advisor Tim McClellan, though he found a loophole.
Cash, meaning I give somebody cash and then they send me the money that goes into my WeChat Pay.
I didn't think that works unless you have a Chinese account.
I don't have a Chinese account, but it works. I don't know what to tell you.
It is a bit of a mystery why some apps work for foreigners and others don't. I just unlocked this bike from the shared ride app Meituan. It took me, 3 years to get the app working, and I live here. But unless you have a Chinese phone, a Chinese ID, and a Chinese bank account, the apps don't always run smoothly. So have a backup plan, says Napat Murin, who exports Thai rice crackers. She has Alipay, but still carries cash.
Because sometimes when you're struggling with a scanned payment, at least you have some cash.
China has never been easy for businesses, but China today is a much more open place, says Jason Hoffmeister, the acting deputy undersecretary for U.S. Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. He is grilling some ribeye at the U.S. meat export booth.
When I came to China first in 1996, it was a very hard place to do business. The right to trade was severely restricted to government entities. The permits were required, high tariffs, and U.S. exported less than $1 billion of agriculture products.
Today, China is a $40 billion export market for U.S. agricultural products. Many of the barriers have been removed, Hoffmeister says. Maybe not the digital ones. Though, for him, access to Chinese apps doesn't matter anyway, since the U.S. government has national security concerns and wouldn't allow him to download them on his phone. Things run more smoothly if your country is on good terms with China. Alexander Shubin is a marshmallow factory director from Russia. He says his cell phone data, all the apps he uses back home, work just fine in China. And if your cell phone data or apps aren't working, maybe China isn't the only one to blame, says Australian wine exporter Vikas Gupta.
It's not only one-way China.
Because he says a lot depends on your phone carrier and whether your home country has put up a firewall. And yes, China bans most major Western apps like Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and all things Google. But India has also blocked over 200 Chinese apps after a border dispute with China. So our first-time visitors at McDonald's, Aditya and Giant, can't download WeChat, Alipay, or Baidu Translate. And the apps they normally use in India?
WhatsApp, Telegram, Gmail.
Aditya says none of them work. He can't keep in touch with any of his customers outside of China.
We are just texting them from our Indian numbers that we are not available for these days. We will connect with them after this exhibition.
Meaning they're off-grid while doing business in the world's second largest economy. Still, they say they plan to come back next year. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.